kids talked about the brotherhood a lot, and you know how they felt they went out there with heart and they weren't going to give up, and they still got the touchdown at the end. Not the way you wanted to go out, I mean, for sure. But
yeah, they showed a lot of fight there at the end. Was proud of that. They didn't just go away. That's a really, really good team that we played, and they deserved to win today.
So anything you might have done different, or, you know, I'm sure you prepared for the Sirius kid, 29, and prepared for his run and showed he was pretty good, obviously. But anything you would have done different?
I don't think so. No, we didn't execute as well as we wanted to. He's not a surprise. He's whatever, 5,000 yard rusher on his career or something like that. So he didn't come out of nowhere. We do a lot of homework. So the kids knew that. We knew that. We didn't tackle them as well as we'd hoped to. And they did. Their offensive line was phenomenal. Like they were all year long. And our kids fought, but they just executed better. I thought in the margins they played better. You know, third and short, third and long. We couldn't get off the field on third and long, and they were converting their short yardage ones, and we struggled a little bit.
You face the back as shifty and elusive as he is. I mean, he just seems like he's not blazing speed. He's not big, but he's very hard to get a good hit on.
Yeah, absolutely. He's really well balanced in that way. I mean, yeah, that's a good read on him. He's really powerful. You know, I think it's just if you don't wrap him up solid around the legs, he's going to shed you. He's going to shuck you. And he showed that on film too, and he did it today. Yeah, he's a load to bring down. He's got really good vision, and this offense suits him well. He can kind of cut wherever he wants to. If the initial hole's there, he'll nail it and get through there quickly. But if not, he can jump cut and get out to the outside. You know, I thought we honestly did a pretty good job containing him at times. When we had the sticks in our favor, we didn't get off the field.
Some of these guys, they almost seem a little bit in disbelief, and I think maybe is that just because they've been able to just pull it out week after week after week, and they've been able to find that magic and just didn't have it today. I mean,
yeah, I think so. You know, and I mean, I'm proud. I mean, I'm glad they are coming in, hoping to win, not hoping to win, but expecting to win. You know, so it should be a little bit of a shell shock if it's that. That's kind of their takeaway from it. But yeah, at the same time, we've got 15 seniors and then their career's over. You know, it's not just the season's over, it's the career's over for them. So that just adds another layer to it, I think, when you know your football playing days are done.
Yep. How do you think they should feel as the days and weeks come on and it starts to not hurt maybe quite so bad?
Yeah, I mean, I think, you know, this game was not our perfect game, but you don't measure the season in one game. And I think their overall effort and execution and the strides they made, the progress they showed throughout the season, and the grittiness, the toughness to come back in a lot of those games when we were down late in the year, and to secure, undefeated district schedule or regular season schedule, and to progress all the way to the state championship, I think they should be proud.
Seemed like offensively today, when you were able to get in a good spot, there'd be a penalty or you'd a tackle for loss. It's just something that always set you behind. It seemed you were behind the chains a lot.
Yeah. Don't catch me at a weak moment here, but the penalty yardage was interesting. It was interesting, to say the least. I think they got one, maybe. I could be wrong on that. But, we made a lot of our own mistakes. That score is not indicative of just having some whistles go against you that are possibly questionable. So, we really killed our own momentum a lot of times. We had some drop passes. We had some things set up, especially in the screen game that we liked that thought were there. And just couldn't make the big play. You know, they defended a lot of things really well. But, we certainly didn't produce when we had things rolling, you know.
Well, and certainly it seemed like you knew coming in that it was going to be tough to try to stop their pressure up the middle. You were concerned about that, but Fulcher was just free a lot and was getting back there right away and didn't give you guys much time to get going.
Yeah, Fulcher's a great player. I mean, both sides of the ball, he doesn't get enough credit for what he does on offense for that team. I mean, he's just a warrior, so he's a great player, and he's gonna wreck shop next year again. But, defensively, man, they just cut him loose, and then that's a wrinkle for them. I mean, he plays really fast and aggressive and had, you know, a million tackles coming in, but he was not just hammering the center every single play like he did today. That was kind of old-school football by them, and it obviously worked a lot of times. I mean, we got him to guess wrong a few times, but now they won the majority of those battles.
Last year, they were the state runner-up and graduated a great class, and probably at the time didn't necessarily think they'd be back. You graduate a great senior class this year, so maybe this time next year we're having a much more fun conversation.
I like that idea, Ben. That sounds good. Let's do it. Yeah, no, I mean, they did a heck of a coaching job, and they've got some sophomores that I said earlier in the week, they play like they're seniors, you know. Even, I should know the name, number 11, he's a freshman, and he plays like he's a, you know, junior or senior too. So they did a really good job of bringing their youngsters along, and they played like veterans. So although they departed a lot of kids, they got a lot of good kids in that program, and their senior leadership was really good too, even though they didn't have quite as many, eight or so. They're really good kids. I mean, All-state caliber kids in the skill positions, and that O-line was really good.
But do you have quite a few guys waiting in the wings and hoping to get their opportunity, show what they've got next year?
I sure hope so, yeah. I mean, this is not going to leave a great taste in their mouth, so, you know, their actions for the next, you know, 7-8 months are going to tell a lot of what they want their kind of destiny to be, their legacy to be. So we sure hope so.
Well done, next day.
All right, thank you, guys. Appreciate it. Everybody travel safe.
Thank you.
Thanks for the coverage all year long, guys.